You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris
and Jonathan. What's happening? Broncos playing Patriots as we speak.
Yeah, you know he hype.
Woo! Big play. Let's go.
Yeah, we back at it again. Mm-hmm. Got a nice little 2.5 hour joint for you last week, but, you know, we had to get a lot of stuff in.
Yeah.
This one should go faster.
A lot shorter, yeah.
You know, depending on the subject matter we get into. But, you know, bye weeks is over.
Yep.
Now it's time for the real. Every game matters.
Every single game counts. Mm-hmm.
We need to pile up them wins. Folks, one team is still undefeated. We'll see if another one stays the same tonight.
Yes, sir. Hopefully not.
Mm-hmm. NBA keeps trugging along. We had robbery week, which is that was a great weekend.
That was a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A lot shout of good out games. to Ezekiel Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Who they finally back. Gave, the, yeah, because they gave him the rock. And he was like, thank you. 200 plus.
Yeah. Although.
You learned your lesson.
Although. You know,
we smashed them. Which you should have did last week, and we would have smashed Michigan State. But it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
I don't know about that. It's but right. Robbery was good, so you know we got a lot of that getting into it. So if y'all want to hit us up, talk any sports with us, any of that good old stuff, you can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always reach us at our website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything. Y'all want to know, sports-wise, anything that y'all want to know, hit us up, and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla! Yeah, buddy. You know, everybody trying to get ready to get back to work after stuffing ourselves with Thanksgiving food and leftovers.
I've been back at work.
Fridge.
For those of you lucky ones who were off for
3 days.
Yes, not sir. Me. I was back the day after.
Yeah, you was back
I was on Black Friday working. But it's all good.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Bank was empty. That was fine with me.
Hey,
had a breezy day.
All you can ask for.
It was a long one, though.
All right, so we got one email.
For sure.
From the homie Azay.
What up, brother?
Yes. What up, fellas? This NFL playoff picture is heating up as expected, and with so many division games remaining, so much is still possible. By the time you guys air this, some very critical games will have been decided, and I predict the following finishes in the pathetic divisions. Houston will have hopefully had another field day on the Saints, and they are my pick to win the AFC South.
Mm.
I wrote in a few weeks back, and you guys laughed me out when I said if Houston gets steady at QB, they can steal the division. This was when Mallett and Hoyer were still going back and forth, but now it looks like Hoyer with Yates in the mix if an injury comes up. I think the Texans win this week against the god-awful Saints D, and they play and will win all three of their division opponents the last 3 weeks.
Mm.
With a 5-5 record now, that's the road for a 9-7 record to win a division. I predict they lose to Buffalo and New England, but the Colts will probably go 8-6 at best. They just lack consistency and are worse with luck than Hasselbeck.
Mm.
In the weak NFC East, I'm giving the winner of the Giants-Redskins game this week a good 65-75% chance of claiming the division. Philly has blown their chance with losses to Miami and Tampa Bay the last 2 weeks. Dallas is not running the table. Hopefully Carolina takes care of them on Turkey Day. But regardless, they play at Green Bay at Washington and at Buffalo. Tough to think they can win in all these places. 8 wins may take the division, and the Giants could be the only team with a realistic shot to get to 9 if and only if they win in Washington Sunday.
Mm.
I know he's feeling good about
that. Yep.
In another semi-bowl pick, I think the Falcons will not end up in the playoffs with 2 games versus Carolina left and games at Tampa and Minnesota this week. Seattle or freaking Tampa have a decent shot for that 6th spot. The last thing I want to talk about is the Peyton Manning thing.
Uh-oh.
So, Jonathan, especially, I'd like to ask you, if Manning wants to play next year, what would you want the Broncos to do? I think the Broncos need to move on now, honestly. Brock played well last week, and I expect him to be at least adequate, but likely good as long as he's a starter. I'm not wavering no matter how he plays versus the Pats. I don't think he'll, quote, wet the bed and be Peyton for interception horrific in any game. Given that the Broncos have a strong defense and improved running game with Brock under center as opposed to Peyton in the shotgun, I believe the minimum you play Brock for the next 3 weeks to let Peyton rest up as much as possible before the playoff push.
Yep.
Let Peyton get the playoff push, which I'm sorry will end short of the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Pat's got that. And in the offseason, you need to commit to Brock as the future. His contract is up, and money-wise, several teams will be willing to commit at least 2 to 3 year contract for him.
Mm-hmm.
No way I can see you sign both QBs. Peyton, I hope, is playing just for the pursuit of another ring. If somehow they won this year, hopefully he retire. Let's just say they don't, and he wants to play. I think the Broncos should let him walk and go with Brock. What do you think, Jonathan? At this point, I think Peyton should accept his body is failing him. He had a great run, but if he's not in the Super Bowl contender, it's time to hang it up. I was discussing this with a buddy, and you'll be hard-pressed to find another team lacking a QB with a strong defense and good running game that with Manning, they'd be a Super Bowl contender. Only the Rams, Eagles, and Jets somewhat qualify, and I don't think in any of those situations the team will be a strong contender without several other additions, but I don't see him in Denver next year. At this point, if he isn't in it with a true shot at a ring, it's time to chill and retire. Peace, Zay.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
As far as Peyton Manning, I mean, you read my mind, man. I mean, this is it for him. As far as I'm concerned, I've been saying that going into this season. This is the last year. I personally think he's going to retire after this year. But if he somehow, in some way, he chooses to come back next season, it won't be with the Denver Broncos. I think that's been pretty much made clear at this point. His body's been breaking down. He hasn't been throwing the ball as well. Past couple years, he's been nicked up and everything. And, you know, Brock's been there 4 years now. They want to at least see what they got in this kid. He showed some good things against the Chicago Bears. Just check the stats, and he's playing pretty well against the Patriots right now. He's the perfect fit for that offense, which is why I think you will see next season they'll go in the direction of Brock Osweiler. I think a lot of the players know that right now. For this season specifically, I think they're, you know, Peyton's our QB. But I think they all know going forward, probably into next season, that Brock's going to be that guy going forward.
Yeah.
Locking up Demaryius Thomas was a big deal. Mm-hmm. They got that taken care of. Von Miller is a free agent, so I'm sure he getting franchised.
Yeah, easily.
At least until they can work something out. Brock will probably be one of their main priorities as far as getting re-signed. Mm-hmm. I can see probably a 2 to 3 year deal.
The way
the Raiders going, probably like, you know, 10 mil a season, I guess, with incentives in the case he does play extremely well at like a Pro Bowl type level. Things of that nature, and then hopefully, you know, we'll see what he does. And with the pieces that they have, if Brock can just really be a decent quarterback, they can still be in playoff contention going into the next season and the next few years. So they have the pieces in place. Elway's done a good job drafting players and all that stuff. Easily, I think if you ask any Broncos fan, really, realistically, they would tell you that, yes, going into next season, Brock's the guy. I think a lot of Bronco fans have been kind of waiting to see what Brock Osweiler can do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm included. I mean, I've been kind of, you know, waiting to see when this kid will get a chance because, you know, the tools were always there. The year they picked him was the year they signed Peyton Manning, so you kind of knew he was going to sit for a while. He knew he was going to sit for a few years, but at some point you're like, we got to see. Very similar to what Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre situation. At some point, granted, you got this Hall of Fame, dude. You want to see what this kid got, what this kid has. I mean, looking back, if Green Bay had just said, we'll trade Aaron Rodgers or whatever. We'll stick with Brett Favre. That would have been the dumbest decision they ever made.
Yeah.
So, you know, similar to Denver at this point, Brock's like 25 years old. He's in his prime right now. Let's see what the kid got.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And do y'all looking at drafting the QB in the draft or something? Like second, third round, get a QB?
Probably second round or so.
That's right. All right, and then as for your division picks, they were interesting, man. But let's get into a little bit of your division because I know you're feeling good. Going into this week, I start off with one of the big games from Turkey Day. Shout out to Cam Newton once again. Team 11-0. Put that hurting on the Cowboy. 33-14. You know, 16-27, 183. You know, just okay, but it was all about that defense.
Yeah.
Shout out to Luke Kuechly.
Just they on a roll right now, man. Mm-hmm. They just can't be stopped. Cam Newton MVP. I don't care. Said it last week, I'm saying it again. Cam Newton is the MVP. The way he is playing is just, he is leading that team.
Yeah, he's got him. Saying. No, I think he is too, just because of what he has to do. Like, the stats ain't pretty, but he's getting the wins, and whatever it takes to win, he's doing it.
Exactly, and that defense is just lights out. Mm-hmm. That defense is freaking crazy good.
He got his boogie on. They're doing a little something, doing the old school twist and shit. Then the Superman. And, of course, I'm assuming all y'all saw him give the football to a kid, as he's been doing.
Or did
some of y'all miss that?
Of course they did, because it's something. It's positive. It's too positive. It's not negative. We don't want to hear about that. We want to hear about the negative shit that goes on.
Yeah.
Positive is boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. And now shout out to him, yeah, for always giving the football to a kid whenever he scores a touchdown. That's a cool little gesture.
As for the Cowboys, I mean, it was just
done.
Bad news for them. Where you at, Peter? Yeah, man. Just
they done.
Tony Romo, out for season, fractured collarbone. Yeah. I mean, he was looking like the old Tony Romo. Now, first, I was digging for new sound bites. So, for those who played him. I played him over Derek Carr. He played him. I know this is how we felt after seeing that game. Son of a bitch! Like, God damn it.
Like, dude, 1 point. I got one fantasy point from Tony Romo. And I had Phillip Rivers and Russell Wilson on my bench. Son of a bitch. That's exactly what I felt. Like, son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's how it. Yeah, 11-21, 106 yards, 3 interceptions. I think the first pass was the interception. I was like, wait a minute, pick 6 already? I was like, oh, shit.
Well, that just set the tone for the day.
Yeah, bad Romo came out. You know, rushing yards, what, 14 for 31 as a team? Shut every damn thing down.
Where's that great offensive line?
Nowhere.
Exactly. DeMarco Murray, where you at?
So, yeah.
Right. Well, now they got to – it's either Matt Castle or try to make amends with Brandon Whedon.
Nah, they got to roll Matt. I mean, it's fun to be, because basically if I'm going off how the season's played out, enjoy them 3 wins because you ain't getting no more. Like, you haven't won the game without Tony Romo.
That's crazy.
He gone now. And you got Dez still.
He messed up the same shoulder, clavicle, whatever you want to call it. Jesus Christ.
Yep. So.
Sorry, Cowboy fans.
Yeah, you can see. You saw Jerry Jones' face up there like, oh, snap, like on my season. And I've seen stuff, man. Is it? I know he's like, you know, in his mid-30s now. I mean. Is it time? Do we start? Is it time to look for that replacement in Dallas?
not necessarily the replacement, but you at least find a successor. Mm-hmm. Should have been doing that a couple years back. maybe he'll try to get Johnny Football.
I was going to say that, you know, there might be somebody on the market he liked. More on that later.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, NFC East continue. Also on Thursday night, I mean, goddamn, where that at? Philly fans, Jesus.
You got knocked the fuck out.
I mean, come on. 45-14.
That was embarrassing.
Game started. I'm like, okay, it's 7-7. All right. Okay, Detroit scores 14-7. Okay. Went, came back. Wait, what? 21. All of a sudden, Detroit scored.
35.
Higher and higher. Like, what the hell?
What the hell, Philly? Y'all suck.
And they were just like, they're not even playing real hard.
Like, Chip Kelly see the writing on the wall. He done, man. He's done.
You think so?
Heck yeah, man. Know. Are you kidding me? As horrible as they've been looking? Yeah. The curse of Riley Cooper. I've been telling you, until he is benched and out of that starting rotation, they ain't winning no games. I was never a fan of getting Chip Kelly out of GM power anyway.
Yeah, that's been the big part of it.
He has to eat all of that. Because it was all him. Trading DeSean Jackson, trading LeSean McCoy, not re-signing Jeremy Maclin. That was all him. Trading for Kiko Alonso, all that nonsense.
Yep, trading for Sam Bradford.
Yeah. You made your team sorrier. I mean, it made no sense. It made no sense. You made your team weaker. You got rid of all your talent on the offensive side of the ball. And just thought your system could just run buckshot over the whole NFL. Like, please.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the NFC lease is still out up for grabs, but 4-7.
That's a damn shame that they only like a game out.
Yeah, it's bad. So
God, that division.
I want to send out, I know, shout out to folks at the Digest, King Killer, E-Color, Kai Love. All y'all hurting. Kimber Fuzz, all y'all hurting. I got something for you.
I mean, talk about a guy with problems.
Tough break.
I can't take it no more.
Somebody want it.
That's how I feel. You just like, I can't do it. Somebody please get it. And I honestly think the way they're making it sound, he's not guaranteed to leave. There's a chance he could come back.
Oh, Philly fans will have would be pissed off. If you think they upset now, if they announce he's coming back for next season, Philly fans throwing their hands up like, this is fucking, are you serious?
But, yeah, before we get on more onto the NFC East, shout out, man. Detroit's been playing. I got to give them that. They've been scrapping.
Too little, too late.
Yeah, it will be. They have 4-7 as well. Matthew Stafford, his best game of the season, 27-38, 337, 5 touchdowns. Megatron back in the building.
Finally.
8-93 and 3 touchdowns, 14 targets. Was happy to see him, Calvin Johnson. I know they were like, yeah. The other NFC teams. Zay, Big B, best out. Y'all had a great.
Kurt G?
Yeah, you had a great weekend, huh?
I mean, geez.
Eagles get mopped. Cowboys get whopped. And then what? Y'all whooped the Giants in Washington.
Whooped that ass, too.
14-20.
Nah, it wasn't even that close. It was 20-0 for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They was getting shut out.
Yeah, scored 14 in the fourth quarter. Kirk Cousins, 20-29, 302.
You like that?
Hey, Alfred Morris, owners, 23 carries.
Oh, I picked 78 him. I yards. Saw him on the waiver wire. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, I've been holding on to his butt just in case.
Scoop him up.
I mean, I'm looking at it. Jordan Reed, 8-98. He always thought he was hurt. Came back and played. Just had a Jason Jackson sighting.
Finally. Back-to-back games.
With a big 63-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to be feeling it.
Hey, they first place in there. God, this division's horrible. I'm sorry. Like, no offense to the Redskins fans. I mean, shout out to y'all. Y'all first in the division. If the Redskins win this division, that is going to be hilarious. But this is more about the other teams and how crappy they are. I mean...
It's just a weak division.
The Giants are sorry, man.
The only thing good about them is Odell Beckham, 9 for 142 in a touchdown.
Doesn't even matter anymore.
Touchdown catch.
Yeah, I saw that one. That one-handed.
Mm-hmm. Reached out and grabbed it, pulled it in.
It doesn't even matter. I mean, really? Y'all can't beat the Redskins?
On 13 carries, 33 yards rushing as a team. Eli Manning, 26 of 51, 321, two touchdowns,
horrible.
Bad.
Oh, I know. Redskins are like, we'll take it.
No, they'll take that. Dude,
give me that all day. I mean, Lord. So
yeah, enjoy your weekend. Yeah, now you're going for real. Talking shit. Found something for y'all. Shout out to Redskins fans.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh?
Yeah, y'all just
exercise the demons.
Our rivals get their ass kicked. And we win. Jumping up to first place.
Got a
happy Thanksgiving.
Got a big game against Dallas next week, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hopefully y'all can keep it going.
If they win that one, too. Oh, Lord have mercy.
They got, I mean, your division is
garbage. Garbage. I mean,
y'all got the tiebreaker with the Giants. Both y'all sitting at 5-6.
Speaking of nothing.
Like you said, Zay, maybe 8-9 win get you the division.
Hey. who knows what you get in the playoffs?
And Philly's only a game behind.
Washington gets in the playoffs. RG3, get the fuck out. Like, goodbye.
He gone anyway. But yeah.
Goodbye. Because, whoo. RG who?
That's not, even the Cowboys are still in it. How are you 3-8 and still in
the division's ass? I mean, it's pathetic. Every year, it's the same thing. It's like, toss up. You throw a dart at the wall. Who's going to win? You don't know. Ever. Speaking of another team choking in their own division, the Atlanta Falcons suck.
Atlanta Falcons is boo-boo.
They suck now, officially. It is official. They are garbage. And I know Minnesota's good, but Atlanta's terrible. They started off, what, like 5-0?
Yep.
6-0? God, and now they're... Jesus Christ.
Yeah, let me pull that up.
6-5! So much for Dan Quinn winning Coach of the Year. Shoot.
No, that's gone.
That has sailed out the window. Matt Ryan does not look very icy anymore.
Nope.
He just looks flat out cold.
22-31, 230, touchdown, 2 interceptions. Tevin Coleman did all right for you fantasy-wise. Huge fumble.
That one on that large gain he had, I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Dude just came up from behind, was just like, get that shit up.
Yeah, and you can see him coming. You like, he about to knock it out. Yep. Boop. No, give it back.
He doesn't have that sixth sense.
No.
To just not wrap up the ball. Just like, God, man. These
fumbles. Don't drop that shit.
You know I know what to do with it.
No, you don't know what to do with it. Like, stop it. He's another one. Like Matt Jones, too, who's just been fumbling all the time. Like, golly, stop it. And then Adrian Peterson just went nuts. Ran buckshot over him.
29 carries, 158, and 2 touchdowns.
Go home. Take the hell out of here.
And then leave, man. Vikings 8-3.
That's all the missing link was last year was Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Now all you just need is Teddy Bridge. Don't mess it up.
Yep, Teddy Bridge still doing it for you. You're going to ride that. The defense playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Rudolph had 10 targets. 7 for 53 yards. You will take that.
Oh, to the bank all day long.
Yeah, Stephen D's quiet, but you'll take it all. Hey, Vikings continuing to handle business. Yeah, Atlanta, do y'all want to win?
No, they don't. It doesn't matter anyway. They can't win the division.
Mm-mm-mm.
They're not winning the division, not with Carolina up top. Carolina might be the only people from that division going to the playoffs because the other teams look like they just don't even want to go.
Yeah.
It's freaking sad, man.
Because the Saints got they
got. Oh, Zay, you were right, buddy. Because Houston mollywopped him too. Like, I guess firing Rob Ryan didn't do anything.
Nah, people thought it was going to be a quick change like that. Like, you out of your mind. 24-6.
Hey, 4 straight win for Houston.
Yeah. 6-5. Brian Hoyer, 21-27. 205, 2 touchdowns. One interception, only sack once. You'll take it.
And J.J. Watt, man. 7 quarterback hits and 2 sacks. He got 13 and a half to lead the NFL, just quietly going about his business.
Trying to rev it up now.
Once again, be a unanimous Pro Bowler, just doing what I do.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if
he trying to get the defensive player of the year again.
Let me tell you something right now. If they get on a roll and they win this division, he seriously has to get some consideration for MVP. Seriously. Because, I mean, are you kidding? Are you kidding? With Ryan Mallett and Brian Hoyer as your quarterback and you win this division with DeAndre Hopkins as the only guy on your offense with no Arian Foster?
Yep.
He's got to get some consideration for MVP.
No, I would agree with that.
Jeez Louise, he's a one-man wrecking crew.
Because if they win, it's like he's going to get Defensive Player of the Year again for sure.
It seems like it.
I mean, they're sitting here right now tied with the Colts at 6-5. And the Colts has a tiebreaker right now. But y'all, right there.
Yeah.
4 straight. Can't be mad. Even the other game for Christmas, Thanksgiving, the one that was actually good. Green Bay is not looking hot. You thought maybe after that win they would start picking things up. Bears came in and handled it in Green Bay. Bears fans was loving it. What up, Kai? I know you happy like in Green Bay too. Give them that.
What's
win.
Up with the Packers, dude? Allen, shout out. What's up with your team, bro?
What it looks like is it's finally hit a point where Aaron Rodgers cannot carry the whole damn team by himself. I mean, granted, Eddie Lacy had a
Eddie Lacy
great
had a
game,
good game.
17 for 105, but he was off. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers was off a little bit. He didn't have his best game.
His receivers aren't getting much separation from guys.
Mm-mm.
And that's where they miss Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson was always your big play dude. He seemed to always just have at least one play every game where he was just catching a 50-yard bomb. Which kind of opened things up for Randall Cobb and some of the other guys. But now you don't have that threat. Guys are just basically double teaming Randall Cobb, taking him out of the game, basically forcing you to beat him with James Jones.
Yeah.
Which ain't going to really work.
James Jones didn't have a kiff in the game. Don't even look like he was targeted either. So that ain't help. Yeah, I mean, Lacy finally got back on track.
Once it gets cold weather, he's good.
Right. But then, they've never had that man a tight end in a few years. And that defense is not the same Super Bowl defense.
Yeah. It started off hot, man. It's not the same.
The defense can't carry him for a game. It feels like it's Aaron Rodgers or we losing. And maybe he's starting to run out of gas a little bit. I'm still thinking they're going to make the playoffs for sure.
And I still believe they'll be in the playoffs, looking like Minnesota's going to win that division.
Yeah, Minnesota riding high. They just got a whole, I'm sure they got to play each other again.
Yeah.
Green Bay got that decisive win against them, which, they can keep in their pocket. But, other than that,
yeah, Chicago kind of trying.
Yeah, Chicago is. They battling. 5-6. Nothing to sneeze at.
I will give it to Jay Cutler. He's finally playing halfway decent. He needs to just keep doing that. They just been banged up. Well, part of it is they did get Matt Forte back.
Yeah.
You got Alshon Jeffrey back as well, so that made a difference. So
now you've got Jeremy Langford already, who's showing he got some game.
Mm-hmm.
Moving the damn thing. Let's talk about the game who we thought was going to be one of the better games. And it actually was tonight. Seattle pulling out the victory.
Dude.
I know you want to hear about it because you didn't play Russell Wilson, but I did. 21-30, 345, 5 touchdowns. Son of a bitch. Welcome back.
Finally, I was about to say finally, welcome back to the NFL, Russell Wilson. He looked like he looked pretty good again. Pittsburgh, they just didn't look in sync. Their offense didn't look like they were just in sync. Losing Heath Miller was big.
Yeah, for them, for sure.
That was big.
Now, Landry Jones' fake punt was stupid. Dirk Rosberger 55 times.
That's too much. I'm like, you got D'Angelo Williams. You gotta run him a little bit more.
And he got 8 carries. I mean, total, 14 carries as a team as a whole. In a close game.
You know what I'm saying? You're
coming off a bye, so you can't be like, it needed rest.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's why I'm just like, you got to give D'Angelo Williams more touches.
Hey, man.
He's played pretty well.
And they can play better. Because, I mean, if you get in games like this for Marcus Wheaton, who probably nobody plays except if you want in them deep leagues, if you happen to just take a chance.
Oh, I did. The beginning of the season.
Yeah.
I dropped his ass.
Congratulations on 13 targets, 9 receptions, 201 yards and a touchdown.
It's going to be the best game he's ever had in his life.
It probably is. And if, you know, he's got the talent. And if he can – he don't have to do this all the time, but if he can be a legit number three option at wide receiver, this team is even scarier.
Yeah.
You know, granted with, you know, Le'Veon back and all that, but Steelers missed a golden opportunity.
Yeah, they did.
6-5. Seattle 6-5, still hanging on. And Doug Baldwin, 6-145, 3 touchdowns. Thomas Rawls gave you 81 yards and a touchdown.
That kid's a beast, man.
Mm-hmm.
He is a straight beast, so.
Filling in for beast mode.
Who's out 3 to 4 weeks?
Possibly, like, do they, is that it?
I've heard they're looking at moving on to just going with Thomas Rawls and just moving on with him as the lead guy.
And just letting Lynch sit. Because, I mean, you want him back, and then you sign him, and you got him, I believe, another year. I believe. You know, but, you know, he is the offense. You may not want to force it. Do anything with him. I mean, you're in the mix for a playoff, you know, but it ain't good.
Yeah. They rode that they rode him until the wheels fell off.
Yep. And speaking of that, I know we gotta bring it back up, Peter. Another injury for the Seahawks. I'm sorry to hear. Jimmy Graham out for the season. The torn patella tendon.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's done. And, well, guess that investment was not worth it.
This is hurt. Like, you got the win, but, oof.
At what cost?
Mm-hmm. I mean, more for Doug Baldwin and whatnot, but this is, this is big. Honestly, Roethlisberger enters concussion protocol. Here we go.
Oh, boy. The injuries are just starting to pile up on teams. And it's very unfortunate, and it's unfortunate what happened to Jimmy Graham, and now that's one less weapon for Russell Wilson, even though he wasn't really using him anyway like that. There's still a threat on the field that you do lose, but, I mean, shoot. They played well without him, it seems.
Yeah, they did.
So.
And, you know, some other teams who were playing. Arizona beat out the 49ers. 19-13.
Bring up Peter again because we got two more down.
Oh, snap. You got Peter. He's hurt now.
Chris Johnson and Andre Ellington. Both went down today. Do not know the extent of their injuries, but both were down. It's like Chris Johnson went down first, and then right behind him, Andre Ellington went down. So you're like, oh, shit. So. I don't know how long they'll be out, but
yeah, it says Chris Johnson had a left knee injury.
Yep.
Ellington a left foot injury.
Yeah. We already know he got some foot issues already, so.
What's the name getting David Johnson?
David Johnson, pick him up.
I should have been holding it. I dropped him a couple weeks ago.
Pick him up.
Yep. Yeah, not now. But other than that, man, hey, another good win.
They just chugging along.
9-2.
Straight up. Shout out to Arizona because they just chugging along, doing their thing. They're going to be tough to beat come the playoffs. They are going to be tough to beat.
Carson Palmer, 24-40, 271. John Brown, 5-99. Larry Fitzgerald, 10 catches, 66 yards. Jeez. Just making it happen.
Yep.
For the Niners,
sorry.
Not really popping off.
They're garbage.
Yeah, they were fighting. I give them that. They were in the game, making it close. You know, Dwayne Gabbert, 25 or 36, 318. Blaine. Oh, Blaine Gabbert. What'd I say?
Dwayne. Dwayne Gabbert.
Dwayne Blaine.
the 49ers have just got off for right now. They need a makeover. They'll have one of the top picks in the draft going forward, so we'll see if they pick a quarterback, and if they do, that signals the end of Mr. Kaepernick.
Yeah, they got it. They're going to have to bring somebody else in there to mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
Cincinnati got a nice win, 31-7 over the Rams.
Those lowly Rams. Nick Foles was awful.
Yeah, 30 or 46, 2 and 28, 3 interceptions.
And Todd Gurley, and all they did was just they forced Nick Foles to throw the ball. They're like, we're shutting down Gurley, make Nick Foles throw, and that's what you get.
Yep, Todd Gurley, 9 carries, 19 yards, nothing.
But I will give it to Cincinnati. I mean, they did what they were supposed to do. They kicked their butts. And, you know, they bounced back after that loss to Houston. You know, picked it back up. AJ Green back on the map, 2 touchdowns.
Yep, 6 for 61, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, buddy.
So he's back up, back being that number one wide receiver. And, yep. And you know, they're just rolling along.
Yeah, Andy Dalton, 20-27, 233, 3 touchdowns. Gave Tyler Eifert, got another one. So I think he said he's leading the league in reception touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Handling business. Jeremy Hill sighting, 16 for 86 yards. Getting it effective.
Yeah,
I saw Jeff Fisher get a little pissy with reporters after the game. I guess they were questioning effort, and he was like, "Do not question the effort of my damn team." He was like, "You can talk about a lot of things that was wrong." And he was like, "That ain't one of them." Mm. My team out there giving 100% effort.
Woo.
I was like, "Okay,
excuse me."
Mm-hmm. He was like, execution. We ain't executing. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that. Like, just stand up.
Exactly.
Todd Gurley was bound to have a bad game. He ain't going to go nuts every game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, 4-7 in Cincinnati, 9-2 handling it.
Doing their thing. That's right.
Hey. Well, that's a good one. Shout out to you, Baylor. Raiders got another W.
After almost blowing it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, shout out. Derek Carr did the thing. 24-37,
333 mm-hmm. touchdowns. Nice bounce back game from that crappy one last week. Clearly, I was like, they play in Tennessee. I should start him. Nah, I'm going to go with Tony Romo. He back.
Bad ideas.
Yeah, but hey, back to doing their thing.
Mark Cooper was back.
Yeah.
7 for 115. This kid, Seth Roberts, I don't know who he is or where he came from, but
6 for 113 and 2 touchdowns.
You started him, good job.
Yep. He going to get added, the usual, some dude up, getting plucked off right away.
And Latavius Murray got to get more production.
Yeah, 22 for 59 yards. Did have a 23-yard reception. You know, keep him honest, he got 22 carries. Give him that. What are some other folk on here? Tennessee, they was making it close. Mariota, 17-37, 218, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He was all right.
He was okay.
But, you know, a lot of plays weren't that smart. Delanie Walker keeps delivering. 6 for 91. Mm. Give it up. Yeah, Raiders 5-6, still in the mix.
They're still in the mix. They still hanging on strong. But, jeez. It's just, I don't know. All these games were just... week of games.
Yeah, that was all right. I mean, you had the Chiefs 31-30-22 over the Bills.
Oh, Bills, what the heck, man? They ain't making the playoffs.
They 5-6, they still in it, but it ain't looking that hot.
Pulling for Tyrod, but man, they ain't getting it done. Sammy Watkins got it done today, though.
Sammy Watkins?
For sure.
Yeah, because on Monday night, it was like, where is Sammy Watkins at? He's not getting any catches. Didn't he complain a couple weeks ago about I need targets?
He probably did it again.
Oh, I'm sure he went in there and was like, if the announcers are like, where the hell is Sammy Watkins? Try it with Sammy Watkins. This is your go-to receiver. Give him a rock. Nope. No, so yeah, I know he was in that locker room.
Day 6 for 158 and 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Yeah, he's got big play possibility.
It just wasn't enough.
If he can just stay healthy, goddamn it.
If you added Spencer Ware, congratulations.
That dude.
19 carries, 114, a touchdown. Because he started off slow. When I first looked at the stats, I'm like, he got no carries. I'm like, these people are pissed off. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, let's give him the rock.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you start Spencer Ware or Charkandrick West? It doesn't even matter. It seems like whoever they plug in at running back is just going to produce.
You got to go with...
With Charkandrick.
Yeah. You got to stick with him. But at least they know. Like, plug and play.
Yeah.
The other one you had Chargers whooping on the Jags.
The Jags tried
25. Yep,
they tried to make it close. Phillip Rivers, goddamn. Why didn't I play him?
He ain't never come out.
300, four touchdowns. Of course.
Handle it. Yeah, Blake Bortles, 349, 329, two touchdowns and interception. Julius Thomas, holla at you.
Oh, finally.
10 targets, 9 for 116 in a touchdown. Best game of the season.
Yes, sir.
Al Robinson, 5 for 16 in a touchdown. Hey, man, I saw that scary when Allen Hurns getting carted off.
He was on the ground for like 10 minutes.
Like, oh, shit, but.
Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah.
Wish him the best, of course.
Neither one of the running backs did anything.
Well, this game didn't mean anything.
Nope, it's
neither one of these teams. We at the point now, ladies and gentlemen, where some of these games may not even be worth talking about because we're trying to show love to all the teams, but some of these games are just irrelevant.
Yeah. Colts hung on 25-12 over the Buccaneers. And Doug Martin keeping it up. Old man Hasselbeck, old man Matt.
People going to be like, trade Andrew Luck.
Yep, and 29 other teams like, yeah, we'll trade. We'll
definitely take him by all means.
Yeah, I'll give you number one pick for Andrew Luck. That's perfectly fine.
That's funny. But yeah, they're holding on.
Yeah, Frank Gore, what the hell, dude? Starting at 19th, carries 24 yards. Now much. Dante Moncrief, 8 for 114. T.Y. Hilton back, 6 for 96 and two touchdowns. Thank you, sir.
Man, right. Andre Johnson might have been the biggest free agent disappointment this season.
Oh, my God, man.
One catch for 22 yards. Hey.
On three targets. He's like, he doesn't get more. He's not even getting more. Five targets nowadays.
He's like the number 4-5 option.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad to see. And famous Jameis. Yeah. He had an okay game.
Yeah.
But sacked five times. It was just bad.
Yeah, showing the potential. But, hey, man, Colts trying to get control, trying to hold on.
They trying.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Houston about to win that division, though.
It does. It feels like it.
It feels that way.
Feels like the Colts are just hanging on by a thread to win a game.
It's just rolling.
Mm-hmm. They hot right now. And the other game, we had the Jets beating on the Dolphins, 38-20. Said you didn't play Brandon Marshall.
I made another dumb decision by me. Like, how did I sit the most consistent player I've had all season? Because he's been balled. Every game Brandon Marshall has given me a touchdown, it seems. He's at least given me great games.
It's all that food. You were sitting in your lineup, had the itis. Like, I go with this one.
And for Miami, I don't know what the hell's going on there. All I know is you gave Lamar Miller 5 carries. What the fuck?
Where am I?
Man, this is some bullshit.
I don't even blame Lamar Miller if he goes in there and pulls an Ezekiel Elliott tirade. Like, what the hell? When you gave me carries, we were winning games, and now Tannehill throws it 60 times. Really?
Yeah. Tannehill got 58 attempts, 33 of 58, 351, three touchdowns, interceptions. As a team, the Miami rushed a total of 9 times. 9.
Lamar Miller should be getting that in the first quarter alone.
Yeah, Lamar Miller had 5 carries, 2 yards.
5 carries. You know what? This is coaching change. The Dan Campbell era started off very good, and now it has gone back to that same old Miami team. I heard about Ndamukong Suh, I guess, was calling out teammates and stuff before the game. Talking about this his defense. And basically, there's only a handful of dudes who's playing well. And blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
And they went out and laid an egg anyway. So it didn't matter.
Yeah, they not popping right now. That's for sure.
Ugh.
Only, Jarvis Landry, 13 for 165 in a touchdown. You'll take that.
Every day.
That, yeah, ain't nothing else. Ain't nobody do nothing. Chris Ivory, 21 for 87 in a touchdown. And it was one play. It looked like it might have been on his touchdown run, but they were
just like I'm not going to try to tackle him.
Yeah, and he's just breaking off 5 dude.
That's what happens when Ndamukong Suh yells at you. Fine, I'm not good. This your defense? Okay. You can do everything.
That's crazy. 137 yards total as a team.
I told everybody, signing Suh was pointless.
Yeah.
Because your defense, it wasn't like he was like the one missing link to your defense. You had many other holes, as you saw on that play.
Yeah.
Because it was like, are they even trying to tackle him?
And if you're paying that money, you've got, realistically, if you're giving a defensive player that kind of cash,
you're expecting J.J. Watt-esque type production.
He's got to be better in the locker room. If I'm making you like my best defensive player money-wise, you almost need, I'm paying you to be a leader of my defense. Not just, well, I just need you to go get sacks and cause havoc. Like, no, you need to rally the troops.
You got to give me J.J. Watt type stuff, man. He rallies the troops.
Great teammate. Great teammate. Fire, all that.
I mean, he's a beast on the field. That's why he get the endorsements.
Yep, it's like, oh, Cameron Wake gone now. Feeling the pressure. Dominic is still getting double teamed. Not liking it.
They ain't making the playoffs. Now everybody's like, Miami going to the playoffs now. They D going to be the business. Like, nope.
They were the business for like three games. Yep. That's about it. But yeah, Brandon Marshall, 9 for 131, two touchdowns.
Never taking him out of my lineup ever again. Ever.
Brandon, Eric Decker, 5 for 16, a touchdown.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Hey, man. He's been solid.
Finally ran Chris Ivory, as opposed to the last game where they just had him chucking the ball all day. It was like, what you doing?
You don't have an elite quarterback.
Yeah. He needs the running game to take pressure off him. Come on now. And this is what happens when he does.
Yeah. So quick look at the standings right now. I know the wing AFC, New England's playing right now, but they're ahead.
14-0. 14-0.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, granted,
we're
moving down the field a little bit. You know, CJ Anderson's balling right now.
Hey.
So we got to score a touchdown.
They got a nice two-game cushion.
Yeah.
Bengals looking at holding on that bye, 8-9-2. Denver's third and 8-2.
Yeah.
Hopefully getting close. Funny thing is, Kansas City's in the mix.
Oh, jeez. In the mix for what? The fifth seed?
Yeah, they're a wild card now.
Are they 5-6?
They're 6-5.
Oh, 6-5.
So right now, Kansas City and looks like Houston. Are your two wild cards.
Wait, Indy's still ahead?
Yeah.
They got a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Even still, it looks like neither one of them get in.
Let's go!
Jets are 6-5 also. So with the Steelers, Raiders 5-6, Bills 5-6.
It's going to be an interesting closeout to the season. That's a lot of teams in the mix for the wild card spot.
Mm-hmm. NFC, Carolina's up. Arizona's number 2. Minnesota's 3rd.
Washington.
Yeah, they got them all in order. Washington is
go ahead, Redskins. They're going to be hey, who knows? They could be like that 7-9 Seattle Seahawks.
They could.
They pull that upset.
And then you got Green Bay and Seattle look like are for the wild card.
Interesting.
Atlanta 6-5
as well. They ain't making it. I'm done. I'm off that wagon. I love ATL, but y'all ain't making the playoffs the way y'all playing.
I don't think so.
They done.
But Green Bay need to get their act together. They will fall out. Seattle's holding. Tampa Bay is close to 5-6. Giants 5-6. Bears 5-6. It's crazy.
That's funny.
It's tight up in there.
Yeah.
In the competition. And then going towards week 13, let's look at what we got.
This better be a better week of games than this week.
Yeah,
this
I
week's
hope so.
Games were pretty damn bad.
Yeah, it was too bad. And, you know, the Cowboy game you expected to be good. I was damn one-sided.
It's a little better. It's a little better. Still kind of,
All right, come on.
Got Packers versus Lions to kick it off Thursday night.
Ooh.
And Lions already won. They on a roll right now. So Packers have to win this game. And they at Detroit, too. It's going to be tough, but they got to pull that game out.
Yeah, because then they lost to them early in the season.
Detroit beat them in that ugly game.
Yeah, it was bad.
You got the Jets against the Giants. Battle of New York. Battle of New York.
You know, both two teams playing for, playing
for playoff. New York and New Jersey.
Playoff chances. Who's just fighting?
Well, if the Giants don't win, the Giants ain't getting in. If they don't win this game against the Jets, they ain't getting in the playoffs. So they need, it's again, a must win for them. You got Arizona, St. Louis. We know who's winning that. You got the Bucks and the Falcons. The battle of two teams who don't want it. Actually, yeah. Bucks seem like they want it a little bit. Falcons just seem like they just trying to throw
I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa Bay
Bucks, beat Atlanta. I'm pulling. I got money on the Bucks winning now.
Yeah, this Seattle men at Minnesota.
That's going to be a good game. There we go. Now we're starting to get into the good games.
Yeah.
You got Houston at Buffalo.
That's not bad.
That's going to be a pretty good game.
Baltimore, Miami. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Cincinnati at Cleveland.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, we got to talk about it. Once you get towards the end of the season, you're like, God, Jesus, some of these games. Oh, God, Jaguars, Titans.
Frisco, Chicago.
Oh.
Denver and San Diego. Oh. Should be a win for y'all. Kansas City, Oakland.
That actually might be a decent game.
That's playoff.
Playoff matchup. So,
Carolina and New Orleans.
Oh.
We thought it'd be good.
We know who winning that one.
Yeah, don't.
New England, Philly. Oh, Philly, please pray y'all don't lose by 40. Jesus Christ.
That's bad. Yeah, the night game, Colts at Steelers.
Not bad. Not bad.
If I'm Steelers fans, but Steelers better
yes!
game. Score.
Touchdown, Broncos! 14-7. All right, we back in this, baby. Right before halftime. Just don't let Tom Brady score before halftime.
Nope.
Well, you go in there 21-7, I'm done.
I do keep it close. Hey, man, I'm going to say, though, as much as Carolina should win, now you're at the point where, you know, teams are trying to knock you off from undefeated.
Yeah, trying to play spoiler.
And New Orleans.
They ain't winning. With the way their defense is, not even close.
They should, you know.
It doesn't matter.
Was supposed to beat them. They knocked them out there undefeated.
Doesn't matter. They ain't doing nothing today. They ain't doing nothing to click. I mean, Carolina on it.
Yeah,
Carolina. They on a mission.
Carolina should win this game.
They on a mission. And then, hey, Redskins, you go Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm. We know y'all watching.
A game that technically does have playoff implications.
Yep, for your division.
Dallas 3-8 Dallas.
Redskins.
5-6 Redskins.
You can bury the Cowboys on Monday night. What you gonna do? Do not. Don't. You gonna let the Cowboys get their first 9 points around my win?
It feels that way. And I hate to burst the bubble of Redskins fans. It feels like the Cowboys are going to win that game.
Anytime the NFC team.
Anytime the Redskins get a glimmer of hope. Some happens and it just goes to the wayside. So it feels like I'm pulling for the Redskins. I'm pulling for them, but it feels like Dallas gonna win this game. Yeah. It just feels that way, and it's a Monday night game too. It just feels like that kind of game. Redskins is gonna blow it. I hope not, because I got Jordan Reed, so I need y'all to do good things.
Yeah, man. All right, y'all. We're gonna take a quick break. We're coming back. We're going to get into some college football. Robert Gaines is here.
Yes, sir.
Jump into some NBA news with some interesting news that just dropped.
Uh-oh.
Before the show.
What happened?
Then we're going to hand out some awards. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
Start trudging. Me and my brothers, we be looking and be bugging. Vehicles of life, they be rolling and be merging. Searching for the virgins of life, let be shoving at the door that's cracked. The valleys of time are always on my feet. At least the beat will combine the calluses and horns with a funky bass line. You won't need underdog for a nickel shoe shine on the shoes that's tacked. But can I get a level on the bass and on the treble? Footing up and down like a UNLV rebel. The answer be ambitious, for we really dig acoustics. Can't be too much tracking, not too much backing. You must contain the neck, at least to dip your hips and back. Your feet will be in function, so at least realize the fact. The rhythms are inserted and the nerves can be converted. This ain't rock and roll, cause the rap is in control. If you're a mega star, will you buy you a car? I'd rather go barefooting, footprints I will be putting. All over the earth, we can get there first. Now that we are in it, footprints will be imprinted. So if you recognize them, you can try to size them. They'll probably be the ones with the size not flying. All over the field, you don't have to yield.
you want protection, you can hop behind a shield. The gallons, if you really need to rock, look, we walk while we talk as we stomp up over the block, hand in hand, cross the land as Muhammad crossed the fade. It's a tribe who meanders, precious like a jade. It's an art, be a arch, miles of ground they're placed upon. The mind will unwind, it will soar through beyond. Catch the track, track by track, get a map to track a trail. You will find yourself behind, for our map does not prevail. See the levels peaking as the rhythms keep screeching. A quest, oh yes, a quest inside the jam, I will keep preaching. The point, oh yes, the break, because it's closer, yes, so far. The liveliness is lean as we scoot across the star. We are bulging, I'm indulging in a rat attack. Tap, explanation for the line is that the rhythm is fat, deep and wide, wide and deep. You can dig it in a Jeep, but dig it in a grammar, cause your footprint down.
All right, y'all, we back. Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, so let's talk some football. We are getting inching closer and closer. You know, your team in the mix, are they out of it? You feeling good? You feeling pissed the hell off? You know, let's talk about it. You can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely let us know how you're feeling. Let us know, hey, your fantasy football players out there. Let us know if you're frustrated. Let us know if you are happy, proud. Let us know if you just, you bitter. You trying to play spoiler right now. I understand. Hit us up and let us know. And we will definitely get back at you.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, so we're moving on to college football.
Yay.
Rivalry week was here. Great time to sit back and eat and watch some games.
I like this time of year when it comes to college football.
Yeah, you like it getting nasty. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of folk over at the Coliseum on Saturday. Let's just briefly hit some up. Ohio State pulled out that W at Michigan.
They didn't just pull out the W. They kicked their butts.
Yeah.
They beat them down, son.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Because you gave the ball to Ezekiel Elliott.
30 carries.
Thank you.
How many did he have last time? Like 12? Like
12.
30 carries, 214 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Give me the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Gee whiz.
Ran him but all day.
You know what I'm saying?
JT Barrett had 139 and 3 touchdowns rushing. Jeez.
Killed them. Michigan just wasn't ready.
Mm-mm.
They was not ready.
They couldn't do nothing.
Nope.
57 yards total rushing as a team. You know, Ohio State had it, came back, you know, ugly loss.
Mm-hmm.
Very bitter. Pretty much knocked him out of the playoffs and feeling some kind of way. So, good game with Michigan. Nice time to get some payback.
Definitely. I mean, there the games were crazy. A lot of upsets, too.
Mm-hmm. You got TCU knocking off number 7 Baylor, 28-21.
In double overtime. That score seems so low for double overtime.
Yeah, for these two teams, you figure, because last year it was like 51-50. Yeah, 28-21, really?
That's it?
You know, so for Baylor, 9-2, that's probably it.
Now they ain't making a playoff.
Nope. They playoff chances
are done.
You got Iowa, number 4, Iowa beating Nebraska.
They playoff chances are still good.
Yeah, they in the Big Ten championship. We got Oregon beating Oregon State, 52-42.
Even that was very close. Like, what?
Yeah, that ended up being a good game.
And Washington walloped Washington State.
Upset number 20, Washington 45-10.
Woo!
That's the Clemson holding on. Over South Carolina, 37-32. Still sitting pretty.
Keep going, Clemson. Keep it going.
You know, we got Alabama.
This kid.
Mopping into my Iron Bowl, 29-13.
Derrick Henry?
Yes.
That fool's a beast. Now, I am praying to God he is not the second coming of Trent Richardson.
No, because everybody's saying he just hired him a lot. 40, what?
Yes, he had 40 plus.
46 carries.
Oh, you didn't see the Ezekiel Elliott tweet?
Nah.
40 carries? Must be nice.
271 yards and a touchdown.
He got the Heisman on lock.
46, God damn.
He got the Heisman on lock.
That's crazy.
Just give it to me. Give it to me now. And they number 2? Give it to me now.
They headed to the SEC championship game.
Oklahoma walloped Oklahoma State.
Yeah, they did. 58-23. I'm going to think they sitting pretty now. Big 12, I guess, pretty much winning the Big 12 since there ain't no Big 12 championship.
Hey, shout out to Sterling Shepard, related to one of our family members.
Oh, okay.
Might try to get him on the show at some point.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying.
Michigan State whopped on Penn State 55-16.
Which means they meeting Iowa for that Big Ten title.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's going to be a good game.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a good game. Hey, shout out to North Carolina, who is rolling.
Yep. Mopped on NC State 45-34. They're in the ACC championship.
Hey.
Playing Clemson. That's going to be good.
Shout out to the Pac-12. Stanford.
Yeah.
Where you at?
Bomb at number 6, Notre Dame, 38-36.
Keeping their playoff hopes alive.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get a Pac-12 team in that playoff. That's what I want.
Yeah, beating Notre Dame, just knock Notre Dame out. It looks like they're going to be playing, what, SC? SC
Baylor. Saw you was at the game, bro. Man, what happened? I was pulling for y'all, pulling for Josh Rosen, and SC just whopped y'all. Whoever the interim coach is, he just locked up a gig.
Well, you know.
As long as you beat UCLA, that's one of the requirements.
You know, well, this one's hard because you got the winner was going to the Pac-12 championship. USC had lost, I think, had lost 3 straight games versus UCLA.
Yeah.
You know, they're not liking it. 40-21. Very shocked. Was not expecting that upset like that.
Nah.
UCLA, you know, just kind of disappointing. You know, Utah beat Colorado, 20, Temple won over Connecticut. So, man, not a rivalry game.
Not a rivalry game. Florida State, whop Florida, 27-2.
Oof.
To 2.
God. Ole Miss beat Mississippi State, 38-27.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ugh, 20,
rivalry week is always great.
Oh, yes.
You love it.
Always some great stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what these rankings are now. I know the rankings come out Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
So they were going into this week. Clemson was number 1. Alabama number 2. Lining up Oklahoma 3. Mm-hmm. Iowa 4. So they all say Michigan State 5, they won. Notre Dame was 6. Falling. Baylor 7. Falling. Iowa State moving on up. Why not enough? Stanford was 9, they up. And Michigan's 10, they falling. Yeah, Oklahoma State was 11, they fell. Florida, 12, fell. So, oof. The way it's looking like now, I mean, you definitely getting, it looked like you might have a little mix of all.
I hope so. Oklahoma, I would love to see an SEC team, a Pac-12 team, a Big Ten team, a Big 12 team. I would love to see one from.
But you probably not. Like, I think. SEC gonna get somebody in for sure.
Yeah,
Oklahoma's the Big Ten. Representing the Big 12.
Big 12.
They don't have no championship, so they in
the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. Whoever wins that, yeah, they getting in.
And then
Clemson.
Oh, I forgot about Clemson.
Clemson's number 1.
Damn.
Now they are playing. They playing North Carolina, who's been playing well. As North Carolina,
if North Carolina wins, Stanford rises. Yes.
That's what we're hoping.
If Stanford can beat SC.
Can handle business.
Sorry, SC. I'm pulling for Stanford. I'm trying to get a Pac-12 team in this damn playoff.
Yeah.
That's what you heard. Shoot.
No, but for right now, the playoff rankings, it's not too difficult. You know, if the teams at the top win, it's easy. Yeah. They don't have much.
They ain't got nothing to do.
But, yeah, man, football keeps getting better. This one, I like it. Georgia fired head coach Mark Richt today. After, I think, 9 seasons with the team, he will be picked up by somebody very quickly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very high-end coach. I know LSU, I know the AD came out and said, we are not letting go of Les Miles, which everybody's like, well, whatever. We'll see what happens come next season.
Yeah.
I'm sure the rumor mill is not going to stop. But I was like, wow, Georgia. I mean, Georgia had the good team. Yes, I always feel like Georgia gets close and then just falls at the end. And, you know, when you got a high-profile team like that and you went in the SEC, you know, oh, we got to make some changes. But guy, and I heard somebody suggest Mac Brown. They should pick up Mac Brown. I was like, maybe. You know, but, you know, good coaches like that. I know you had a program and 9-10 wins. If we ain't playing at least in the SEC championship, we failing. So he'll land somewhere, start over, take that program over. And who knows, maybe Chip Kelly will join them ranks soon.
Yes, sir.
I know Philly fans are hoping.
Oh, yeah, he will be there. Next year, Philly, don't worry, he's out. Bank it.
There you go. All right, let's talk some NBA real quick.
Yes, sir.
Let's just jump to this right now. Biggest news that came out.
L.A.
According to Kobe Bryant.
L.A.
Through Kobe Bryant's mouth, not no sources said.
Thank you, which is how I like my sources. Yes. Straight he's from the horse's
come
mouth.
Out and said that this is it.
This his last season.
He will not be playing next season.
And he's I quote, retiring. I have nothing left to give after this. That's what he said. Or excuse me. This season is all I have left to give. Which, as I told Chris right before we started this segment, that could be a blessing in disguise for the Lakers. Laker fans, let me tell you something straight up. Looking at y'all now, y'all got 2 wins. Y'all are second to last in the league. Now, the reason I say that might be a blessing in disguise. If you have a top 3 pick in the next year's draft, you keep it. If you have, if it's below that, you lose it. So, if I'm a Laker fan, and I'm just trying to keep it 100. The last time y'all had the number 1 pick in the draft, y'all stumbled upon somebody by the name of Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. And we saw how that turned out for y'all. Mm-hmm. Hypothetically, if the season keeps going the way it's going, you guys will have an opportunity to possibly get the number 1 pick in the draft. There's a kid down there in LSU who looks pretty damn good. Could fit in well with that team. Athletic and all that good stuff. Said he wants to play for LA. I'm just saying. It could be something that turns out to be a good thing that you suck so much this season. Just make it all about Kobe. He said this is it, so make it just his farewell tour. Make it all about him. Mm-hmm. And eat the losses. It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
But just eat them. Grit your teeth for the season. You know now. You finally know for sure this is it. And moving forward, going from this point, you'll finally be able to possibly track some free agents. You got some youth on your side now, finally, with Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell, you know, some of these other guys. Now is the time to say, all right, we concede that. Basically, just throw in the towel this season. Yep. It's Kobe's last year. Throw in the towel, wave the white flag, and say, all right, give us our top 3 pick, and we can move on.
You know, it's one thing I hadn't heard much on LA radio about the whole pick thing, because it felt like last season
that's all people cared
it was
about.
All about we need to stay in the top 5. Now you can kind of focus a little more on Kobe. I just seen here that basically, if you were hopefully you had bought your ticket to when the Lakers were coming to your town,
yes,
beforehand, because obviously now that it's official, he's
skyrocketing,
they shooting up.
Yep,
I wish I did, but now I'm home. Now you fools,
I don't mind watching them on TV. Game. I got the luxury of being in L.A. I can see him every day on TV.
Yeah, I've seen him.
For the free ski.
Yeah. I mean, dude is.
I mean, I've seen him in person, yeah. Though. So I've at least been able to see Kobe play in person.
So, you know, we already had Scott come out earlier with, like, he wasn't going to bench him.
Of course not. Kobe can do no wrong.
Yep. We already had that. So, you know, that will be added to the.
Well, I mean, and since this is his last year, mm-hmm. Kobe can do whatever he wants. Kobe Bryant is that kid now. This, you know what this is for Kobe? This senior year in high school. I don't give a shit. I'm doing whatever I want because I know I'm going to graduate. Graduation's right down there. I'm ditching class. I'm doing whatever I want. Don't even matter anymore. I'm out skis. Saying my goodbyes to people. And that's it. And I'm out.
I want to see what Byron going to do now. I mean, we know it's his end. This is going to be it for him. We know the focus is all going to be on Kobe. People coming to see Kobe. So, of course, he's not playing 10 minutes anymore.
That's why I said just eat the losses.
Yeah, he's going to have to play 25 minutes.
30 minutes a game.
35. If you feel like he can play, you just got to play him.
And he's 1-for-8 tonight.
Because last game he went 1-for-14 versus Golden State.
Ah, he's garbage, man. Like, I'm sorry. Looking at it now, he was rightfully ranked the 94th best player in the NBA. And even that might have been too nice. because he's looking awful. Awful. I mean, 1 for 14 against Warriors, and then tonight starting off 1 for 8. He's done. This is all he has left to give. I told some people, I'm like, he should retire right now.
Damn.
He looks that bad. I mean, Peyton looked bad. Kobe looked bad. I mean, at least Peyton gave you a couple touchdowns. Kobe is just...
He's struggling.
He is struggling. I mean, but, you know, if this is the last we have seen of Kobe this year, definitely shout out Hall of Fame player. Without question, a lot of people will have him in their top 10 players of all time. For me, that's debatable.
Yeah.
I'm still it's debatable. I've thought about it. It's still debating in my brain. I don't know yet. But he is in consideration. You know, and growing up as a kid, you know, granted, he did piss me off because he was the reason that Eddie Jones was traded from the Lakers. But, you know, I mean, he's a great player. And, you know, Laker fans should be grateful that, you know, they were able to have another great Hall of Famer come through and really put on a show for this city, you know, scoring the 80-some-odd points against Toronto, which was crazy. I still can't believe when he did that.
I know, because you were like, you people done 60 and whatnot. You're, yeah, like, you're 80. Like,
82 points? What? Like the most since Wilt, I think.
Yep.
Since Wilt scored that 100. I mean, he just an impressive basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about it. The reason I can't appreciate Kobe is because I appreciate guys who work hard at their craft.
Yes.
And he works and busts his ass to be good and where he is today. So I give him all that credit. You know, he wasn't the most personable player.
No.
But, you know, Laker fans also should be grateful for Jerry West. For Flip, for making one of the greatest trades,
yeah,
in NBA history. I mean, Baylor, you want one of the worst trades ever from the Charlotte Hornets standpoint? I want one of the worst trades ever in NBA history. You traded Vlade Divac for Kobe.
For that number 10 pick, which ended up being Kobe Bryant. Or 12 pick. Was it 12 pick?
It was.
I
think it was lower than that. I think it might have been like 16th or something.
I think it was 12 only because I think Jersey had the 10th pick, and everybody was like,
because they took Kerry Kittles,
and everybody was like, well, he probably would have gone to New Jersey if they were, well.
Yeah, that's one of them trades. Well, hindsight, you like, we traded Kobe Bryant for Vlade Divac? Damn, we got a hell of a steal.
Yeah.
But, yeah, shout out to Kobe. You know, one of a kind, man.
Yeah,
one of a kind. I know everybody's like, he emulated himself after Jordan, but he is Kobe Bryant. There is only one MJ, just like there is only one Kobe. They don't make him like this anymore. And unfortunately, seeing him go, he's one of the few last of a dying breeds we got left in the league. These old school minded, very competitive players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really don't make them like this anymore. And it is sad to see players of this caliber go because you kind of hang on to it a little bit. Like, this is some of the little piece of the old school NBA we got left.
Yeah.
And it's sad to see it go. But
James Harden, you'll be starting next season.
Yeah.
You won't be starting now.
Oh, for the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kobe's getting voted in.
He's getting voted in. He's getting the grandpa vote. And I guess because now he's officially announced his retirement, it's okay.
Yeah. Now, I got a question for you.
At least my player does deserving to get put in because he's picking in not just, well, it's Kobe Bryant. But that's another thing.
Oh, that's funny.
But, you know, yeah, some guard is going to be mad.
Yeah.
And watch it be Damian Lillard again. Somebody going to get shafted.
Yeah. But, in this context, you deal with it. Out of respect, you deal with it.
Yeah. You know, when Kobe, he's probably getting voted in anyway.
And I would respect Kobe even more if he was like, thank you, but I ain't going to play.
No, Kobe.
But he's going to play.
If he's healthy.
He's going to play. I would prefer Kobe, you know, give him a 5-minute show. Go sit your ass down.
Yeah. This is what, to me, Kobe should almost play the first few minutes. And then play like the last
five.
If it's close, he's going to want to play, of course.
Give him the last shot.
Mm-hmm. Let Kobe get MVP.
No. Not if he's shooting 1 for 14. No. We are not giving him MVP.
Yeah, we'll be talking about Kobe
all season. All season.
One thing that he did mention a while ago, though, that we didn't discuss, he mentioned a couple weeks back that he wanted to play on the 2016 Olympic team. If you asking me, no. I mean, if I'm being honest, no. I don't think, because it's always that, well, they can play three times. I'm like, no, because it's supposed to be fair, and everybody gets a shot. So, you know what? He don't need to play. LeBron don't need to play. Carmelo don't need to play. Chris Paul don't need to play. No, let the young dudes play.
Yeah.
You know, like what? We going to lose because LeBron James ain't on the team?
There's a lot of young talent in there.
Kobe Bryant, I'm like, dude, no. You were taking up a spot. I'm like, dude, you're not playing well.
No, honestly, yeah. And at this point, there's plenty of people who are better than you at this point to be on that team. Mm. Plus, if you got Steph Curry, it don't matter who on the team.
Yep. And then moving on, Anthony Davis, dude, can he stay healthy?
No. Do you see how quick his name got removed from that best player in the league category?
Mm-hmm.
People were like, Anthony who? Because I'm like, now you LeBron, Steph Curry, KD, Westbrook. Mm-hmm. That's the debate. Who is the best out of them four?
Yeah, Anthony Davis,
Anthony Davis was the fifth, and it was just like, nah, not no more.
He suffered a right knee contusion.
I think he played, though. He played yesterday, so.
But it just feel like he got a little bit of everything. He even got this.
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
like a little bit of everything, man. Now, did you see the play? Because
no,
when I saw it, everybody
I heard
was like,
just knocked knees with Chris Paul.
Everybody was like, "Oh, is Chris Paul that dude? Does he get the D word?
Oh, he's being dirty."
Yeah, people were like, because he did one of those where he ran directly into Anthony Davis. Well, he dribbled into Anthony Davis to get the foul, I guess, which caused him bumping knees, and people are like, this dude just plain up straight dirty. Like, why are you even doing that?
Mm.
Now, to me, I'm like, it wasn't on purpose. It was one of them veteran-ish, I'm going to get a call. And we know Chris Paul likes to do that. Where it looked like he going to get hit. He throws up threes and whatnot. I was like, I wouldn't consider him dirty like that. But
he has his moments.
Yeah.
He's got his
a little
moments.
Whiny, so.
I mean, he's at the point, I think, a lot of people would agree, he's not a superstar. Not anymore. To me,
no.
he's a star player,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's not a superstar.
Yeah, he's not an
He's not an elite superstar.
He's always been there for a period of time. He has, but then if we take into account winning, which is what people want to do, He's on the cup. He's close. It just depends on what your definition of a superstar is.
Yeah.
Because that would mean it's only about five. I'm just guessing. But
yeah, lots of them.
No, it would be very few. You have a lot of elite players.
There's a lot of stars and
but
stuff.
But people who you would be like a quote-unquote superstar, it's few.
There's very
it's
few
like
of
a
them,
handful
as
of
there
them.
Should be.
Mm-hmm. Hey. It's been a rough week for Jahlil Okafor, man. He's been in a little bit of everything.
I think he got a ticket for driving like 108 miles on a bridge.
Yeah.
He got in a fight at a nightclub, had a gun put on him. Like, he's
a fan. Like,
number one, you was in Boston when that little fight broke out at the little nightclub or whatever. Bruh.
And you know,
come on, bruh. Like, you got to know better than that.
I mean, he's owning up to it. That wasn't smart. It wasn't. And, of course, you had the source that said that he was trying to holler at somebody chick. And
oh,
then
for
couldn't.
Real?
Well, he was hollering at some girls that were in a group. And I guess they said no. And I guess he didn't take the rejection that well. And I guess after that, at some point, a scuffle ensued.
Jesus.
I was like,
And you got to understand, bro, your team sucks.
Mm-hmm.
People going to heckle you. That's just what it is.
Now, the heckling situation with the gun, I'm like, you folks is crazy.
Well, somebody pulling a gun out, yeah, that's a different situation. I'm like, got to be careful, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful. And you stick out like a sore thumb as big as you are.
Yeah, clearly, unfortunately, with crazy people out here and who you are, you can't get into no screaming matches.
Yep.
If somebody make a point, you now know they, it's stupid.
They did say they were trying to go after one of his teammates, yeah. and then he tried to back up his teammates and help him out. But, yeah, you got to be careful, man.
Yeah. It sucks being in that spotlight.
Yeah.
And shout out to Steve Clifford. Got him an extension with the Hornets, head coach of the Charlotte Hornets.
Doing a good job with him.
Extension. Yeah. You got Nicholas Batum considering coming back for him.
That was a big move for him, and it worked out well. They doing some good things.
Yeah, let me check they standing real quick. Hey, man. Pacers at 10-5. Yo, Paul George is like, did he even get hurt? Right. He's been balling. He had that one game he hit, what, they broke like 19 threes or something, broke the franchise record, and he was just money. So him and CJ Miles going dumb. But, yeah, he's
going dumb tonight. It's 30-14. They whooping L.A.'s butt.
They just – it seems like that tempo change is working well for them. Guess it's not too much issues of complaints about playing the four. But, hey, 10-5, you're second.
Shout out to Storm.
Yeah, Miami's 10-5. Looking at that. Atlanta holding on to 7. Teddy D. 9-8. Orlando Magic.
Good Lord. Hey, shout out. Who else was that? Kirk G.
Yeah.
Magic fans. Go ahead right now. Y'all in the playoffs right now.
I mean, if you at the point where you're looking at putting Oladipo on the bench or coming off the bench for a game, I was like, oh, I guess y'all got some depth now.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Scott Skiles, he comes in, starts making y'all a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Sniffing playoff. I'm looking right because the Wizards 6-8, struggling.
Milwaukee's been disappointing.
6-11. Tells you that expectations is heavy.
Very disappointing.
That burden is not easy.
Everybody, Milwaukee make it. Nope.
And Philly, we got an award for y'all coming up. And then, of course, the West. Yes, they haven't lost yet. So
I told you when they're going to lose at Dallas, what, December 30th? At Dallas, that's when they lose it.
Hey, man, folks sleeping on Dallas is 10-7.
I know they are.
Despite not having nothing, Zaza Pachulia has been pretty solid.
You know, Rick Carlisle's a good coach, which is why they gave him an extension.
Because, you know, it is for Milwaukee. It feels like the one thing that they missing is a defensive center. And I thought that. I was like, you know
who? Dallas?
Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee.
And I was like, they have Pachulia. But even more so, I was like, this is the moment. You need a Larry Sanders type on your bench. Somebody who can just come in, 7-footer, block some shots, play defense.
Oh, John Henson?
Oh. Is he not getting no run like
that?
Of
course not. They paid him money, and then they're like, they don't even play him. It's the stupidest thing.
Memphis getting back in the mix, 10-8.
How about Utah?
Utah 8-6. Very impressive.
Very disappointing Clippers. Sorry, man. They're whack.
Every
right
time
now.
I see that logo, I'm like, change it. Clippers just haven't figured out what they're going to do. Now they got plenty of talent at the wing position, and it's just not working. Lance Stephenson was getting benched. Paul Pierce, I guess, is playing more. They starting Wesley Johnson, but he only playing like 15 minutes. And Minnesota 8-9. Minnesota, man, I'm still keeping my eye on them. They trying to sneak in. I don't think it'll happen.
I don't think so. But they're improving.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing improvement.
James Harden had himself a 50-point game earlier this week.
Who cares?
Didn't matter because it's 6-10.
Exactly. Who cares?
Still ain't doing nothing.
Ain't doing jack.
And then, like you said, team playing for picks now. 2-13 Lakers.
About to be 2-14. After tonight.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. It's very interesting. Still peeping out. We'll see with the MFA. My team, 5 straight wins.
Yeah.
Quietly.
Mm.
Oh, now Kobe Bryant retired. Okay, don't talk about us yet. Now let's move down the totem pole of news. We don't care. Because I'm sitting here. You can even look at the West. Golden State getting all the headlines.
Yeah.
Then Kobe Bryant. Then Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yes.
And probably Utah Jazz is going to get talked about before us.
Yeah.
But that's all right. 14-3. Shh.
Just rolling along. And Kawhi Leonard, man, is making a serious case for MVP. I'm just saying. I know right now it's probably Steph Curry.
Yeah. Right now it is. He's a reigning MVP. Took his game to another level.
Kawhi Leonard is making a case for MVP.
Mm-hmm.
A case.
Then quickly, I just wanted to take a peep at the college basketball since it's here.
All right.
Teddy D, I know you're hype. You're like, it's about time.
Louisville ain't even ranked no more.
Damn.
Kentucky is.
Well, of course they are.
Number one.
They got a bottom out.
Number one.
They got top 24. Yeah, Kentucky, number one. Maryland, two. Michigan State, three. Michigan State always just great. Both sides, football and, you know, they chipping off.
Hey, shout out to Iowa State.
What up, Darryl? Your squad still in the mix besides no Hoiberg.
Enrique, what up?
Kansas, fifth. Duke, sixth. No, they had that ugly loss. It was like North Carolina State or something. Some
weak team.
Yeah, some unexpected. Oklahoma, seventh. Villanova, eight. North Carolina, nine. Gonzaga, 10. Still early when all that. Taking a peek at it from here and there. Just want to update y'all on what's going on with that since it's
Teddy,
here.
You got to let me know what's going on. Why is Louisville not ranked? And how does the city of Louisville feel with y'all not ranked and Kentucky is number one? Yeah, that's got to feel crappy.
Liz, like, I know it does. Our Kentucky man ass, you're like, I know. Ain't it sad?
Oh boy. Yeah.
All right, funny. Y'all. Let's get into these awards. All right. Get up out of here.
For shizzle.
Now, starting off, as always, with the good stuff, with the Norse Award.
Norse.
All right. I only got one this week. My Norse Award is going to Cam Newton. Besides his balling on Thanksgiving, but had a little event where he was feeding, I believe it was 900 kids. Saw him, had a good time. I just appreciate that the dude is giving a lot back to the community, especially the kids. You know, they put in a role model. He's well known in the city, you know, for who he is. And, you know, I thought that was cool. I know everybody does some little feeding and whatnot during the holidays, but, you know, I just want to shout out him for that and for continuing to kick butt. Get in the Super Bowl, man. Let's go.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely shout out to him. You know, always giving the kids a ball after a touchdown. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. Awesome gesture.
Don't respond to them haters.
For real. All right, I got a bunch of Norse Awards.
Here we go.
All right, first one is going out to Klay Thompson. So he, you know, he signed that $70 million extension last year. Good money.
Mm-hmm.
Making that paper. Most people would probably say, go get me a, go to a nice restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Spend $2,000 on a meal. Upscale and all that. Klay Thompson said, nah, I don't need that. Mm-mm. You know where I'm going? Chick-fil-A. Holla! That's what I'm talking. Hey, I'm sorry. That's what I'm talking about. That'd be me. I signed a $20 million contract. I'm going to Mickey D's to celebrate. Let's go. Not dropping all my cash on food. You know, he got $70 million. He can go out and celebrate anytime he wants. But to go to Chick-fil-A, that's what's up. That just shows you just a down-to-earth dude. Not bougie and all that. I got it. Now that I'm in the NBA, I got to be here or here. Just going to Chick-fil-A, get you some chicken sandwiches or whatever you want.
That's what's
happening. I'm loving it. All right, and shout out to Spirit. I know he's going to enjoy this next Norse Award. Goes to Russell Westbrook, his favorite player, I guess, at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
The good old Detroit Pistons came to play them, and Reggie Jackson was coming back home. Or to his original home. And a reporter in the audience asked Russell Westbrook how he felt about that. It's like, how do you feel about Reggie Jackson coming back? And Russell Westbrook had the best response. Who? I don't even know who that is. Like, who are you talking about? That's what's up, though. I mean, we always talk about how these guys are always buddy-buddy and chummy. You know, even though they're on different teams and stuff, it's kind of nice and a little refreshing to see somebody who's like, oh, he ain't on my team? Fuck him. And I'm, because that's how it should be. And again, I like seeing little pieces of the old school league in some of these cats, because that is how old school basketball was. You ain't on my team, you ain't my friend.
Nope.
So, I mean, that.
Like, I don't care about you right now.
Shout out. So, shout out to Russell Westbrook for that comment, because I loved it. Another shout out is going to Bears right tackle Kyle Long. What up? Shout out to Kyle Love. So somebody tweeted out, and this is what happens to y'all who just be trolling cats. Somebody tweeted to Kyle Long. Kyle Long, hashtag Kyle Long is probably hoping the next hashtag Bears game is on Fox so his dad and the announcers on Fox can be his cheerleaders. Kyle Long saw that and said, retweeted back, Your mom's already my cheerleader. Oh, got him. Shut him down, coach. Shut him down. So please be careful of what you say to athletes, thinking, oh, they're too famous. You know, they ain't gonna pay attention to what I write. Thinking you can just write whatever you want. Oh, they might glance at it and say, oh, okay, let me respond.
Damn.
Your mom's already my cheerleader. Oh, snap. Thought that was great. And then
I gotta get it in.
Oh, snap.
And then last one, I just thought this was funny. We were talking about rivalry week with the colleges. The governor of Ohio is definitely into rivalry week. He banned khakis ahead of the game between Ohio State and Michigan State. I thought that was one of the funniest things in the world, considering we all know Jim Harbaugh always wearing his khakis.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a video of Jim Harbaugh basically going to a grave and smashing a Buckeye, I guess, in front of this coach's grave who coached at Michigan.
Oh, wow.
So I guess this was in response to it. So the governor said, all right, two can play that game. We banned khakis. I just thought that was funny. So that's all I got.
That was hilarious. All right, let's get into the other one.
All right.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, I got a few. First one, I'm sure we both have it. First one going to Johnny Manziel.
Yep.
I mean, what the hell, dude? Got
straight
demoted
up
to third string quarterback after video surfaced of him partying during the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that wasn't even the bad part.
Some people were like, oh, you guys are overreacting, blowing it out of proportion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, now I was one of them. I was like, I was just frustrated, like, damn. I hadn't seen the video. I was just like, damn, you can't party. You can't do nothing.
I was like, he's an idiot.
But then when it came out that he actually lied about the video and tried to say it wasn't that weak and tried to get other teammates to lie for him, I'm like, oh.
He tried to get other teammates to lie for him?
I think he had other people trying to lie for him.
Oh, my God. I heard, like, his boys.
Well, I mean, his boy.
I didn't know if it was teammates.
I don't know if it was teammates, but I heard, he had people trying to. I was like, man, what? Maybe, you know what? I think the Cowboys will be looking for a backup quarterback. Just go. Now, because there has stuff come out that was like, is he doing all this to get let go? Like, yeah.
If he is, he's stupid. Because all you're showing is you're a cancer in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And most teams aren't going to want you anyway.
Dude, the screwed up part is this season, everybody was like, play Manziel so we know what we got.
We trying to.
Yep. And all of a sudden he came in, announced he was going to be the starter for the rest of the season.
And partied.
Yep. Didn't we go?
And went right back to Johnny Football.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for him to flash the money sign. I'm waiting for him to do it again. He might as well at this point. Because
mm-hmm.
he's such a stupid.
Yeah, you just got, you just know when you at the club, you can't wild out like that. You just can't act that way. You can't hold up like you're drunk. You're going to have to be.
Dude, you're Johnny Football. Anywhere you go, there's a camera. Come on.
And you talking about it, you had to go to rehab and all that. And
he said, no, no, no.
Mm-hmm. Next one is going to Philadelphia 76ers, who are, I think they've broken the record at this point by now.
Yeah.
For most losses to start a season, they are now 0-18 and counting. Lord have mercy.
There's nothing I can say. I want to try to say something nice to Philly fans. I can't. Listen to the last episode. I said something nice on the last one. I
stop it. Stop it. I can't take it anymore.
Just get a win.
Yeah. Pop the champagne. Has any team ever gone 0-82?
No. I don't see that happen. I don't see going 82-0. Like, they ain't going to win a game. Because what's the record for most for the least amount of wins? Like 9? I think there's 9, I believe.
They're going to get less than that at the pace
they're going. You know what? If they end up
they're going to end up with
if
like
you
3
set the
wins
record, I don't care what if it's conspiracy or whatever the hell.
They need
give
the number
them
one
the
pick.
Number one pick. Nobody else deserves the number one pick. Although Laker fans may feel a little different.
That's funny.
My last one. Shout out to Baylor who brought this up. What Byron Scott had to say. So Byron Scott was asked about Kobe's shot setting tone for ISOs versus ball movement. It could, but first of all, he's had 20 years of experience in this league. We might not have six players that have 20 years in this league combined. He has that privilege, basically. From a coaching standpoint, I want Kobe to be Kobe. Other guys haven't earned that right yet. So when it gets to their hands and it's sticking and you are a first, second, third-year player, you haven't earned that right yet. We're going to keep talking about that on the offensive end as far as moving the ball, moving our bodies, and sharing the ball, and being a little bit more unselfish as a basketball team, because I don't think we're doing it maliciously. I just think guys want to win and want to do the right thing, but they just don't know how to go about it. So,
like I said,
this for you, Baylor. Did you ask?
I have doubts.
I was like,
Kobe can do no wrong. I told you. He can't do anything wrong.
Like, you are.
It's a senior year of high school. I can do what I want.
This is a Bernie man. He was like, hey, look, you got something on your lip. What? Ass. Because, dude, like, I get it. Yes, I don't want to see Kobe Bryant benched. I think he should play about 25 minutes a game. Let him get his stuff. But you can't say, well, he had y'all second year play. You ain't earned the right to just go off and do what you want. Kobe can. So we're trying to run the offense, and one guy on the court just doing his own thing. Coach, we trying to Kobe Bryant, shut up. Just run the ball. Run the offense. We trying, but Kobe Bryant do what he wants to do. So I saw that. Okay, sir. You were going to succeed. Give Kobe what he wants. And you know what? I said it already to some people. I'm going to say it now. When Kobe Bryant leaves, which officially is now, so long, Brian.
Yep.
So long, Byron Scott. You going with him. Because you can't develop guys at all. And the team we're going to have is all about starting from scratch. And you don't do that well. So enjoy the season. Run it how you want to run it. They'll be paying three coaches come next season. That's what I got.
All right. So, yeah, the Johnny Manziel was definitely one. Mm-hmm. Other one. Blaine Gabbert had a very awkward press conference because nobody showed up. apparently, he was scheduled for a media session, but the 49ers unfortunately didn't list him. So when he got there, there wasn't nobody there. And he was just kind of standing at the podium like, it's just me? So he kind of made fun of it and ran down to one of the media seats and was like, all right. Let me interview myself. Yo, Blaine, so, but it was just one of those things where it's like, damn. I guess the 49ers afterwards apologized. The media came in after a little bit later and interviewed him, but it was just weird. Like, watching a little clip of it, you were like, damn, this is awkward.
I have to check that out.
Just here by myself.
Like, y'all making me come to these things. If y'all want me to be here, just say, you don't have to do it today.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Oh, man. And then the last one I got was a what the fuck, and then it turned into a slash possibly Norse Award. All
right.
So I didn't realize Steve Kerr was getting all the W's, even though he wasn't coaching.
Yep, I knew that.
I said, wait a minute. So he's out. I'm running the ship. Mm-hmm. And he still get credit for everything? That's bull. I was like, wait a minute. Luke Walton is getting no credits for these W's?
Yeah.
That's BS. Yeah. So then I saw this article that popped across Bleacher Report. And apparently there is a chance Luke Walton could get credit for the wins as the NBA is looking at the policy. Because I'm like, that is a stupid policy.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. So I guess Steve Kerr also has kind of been lobbying for him to get the wins because he's like, I ain't been doing nothing. Right. I'm sitting at home. So, I mean,
it was one thing if it was about two or three wins, but it's like 18 and counting.
And so this is what Steve Kerr said. He said, "I think it's ridiculous. I'm sitting in the locker room and watching games on TV, and I'm not even traveling to most of the road games. Luke's doing all the work with the rest of the staff. Luke is 15-0 right now. I'm not. So it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, to be honest with you. I don't even understand it." Thank you. That made absolutely no – when I saw that article, I was like – wait, he doesn't get credit. I'm like, how the hell do you not give the interim credit for the wins when he's the coach?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. So I was like, good. I thank you, NBA, for taking upon yourselves to finally fix this stupid-ass policy that apparently has been in effect for years, which I'm sitting here like, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's cool. Because I thought the guy, if you took over for the coach, you might get it. You get it.
You get the wins. Win or lose. Because right. When they lose, it seems like they want to put the record towards the interim coach.
Right.
But when they win, it's like, oh, the coach actually gets it. But I guess in this circumstance, he wasn't fired.
Right.
So I guess that's why. But I'm like, still, if you run an office and the manager takes a leave of absence, you in charge.
Yeah.
And you get blamed when stuff goes wrong, mm-hmm. which means you should get credit if things go right.
Correct.
So I'm just saying. So, you know, it was a what the fuck, but it could turn into a Norse award.
All right. That's all I got. I hope he does get them win.
That's what I got.
All right, Charles. We want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you check out all the other shows on the Black Is Network. The Black Is Break, our roundtable discussion, The Jam. Turn my headphones up. I got more of that coming for you. You can check out the website, blackisonline.com. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, Player FM. Leave us some reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. The five-star kind help us out a lot, gets us more known, and just lets us feel good at the same time. So, you know, anything we get from there, we will read it on the show as well. If y'all want to get at myself or Jonathan directly, you can reach us on Twitter, at Brothers Layman. You can hit us on the voicemail, 323-455-4219. Or you can leave us an email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us for the long-time listeners. Definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, I definitely want to thank you guys for taking the time to check us out to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. I do want to give a shout-out real quick to the homie Teddy D, who put out on his Why Not podcast. His newest episode was pretty cool. It was an insightful podcast. He basically was kind of just going through the steps needed to take if you want to start up your own podcast, okay. Which I thought was real cool. It's free, so you guys ain't got to pay for it. He basically broke down the type of mic you got, you know, the different, equipment he has and stuff like that. Kind of gave you guys a budget on how much it cost. I mean, it was really cool. So I definitely want to give Teddy D a shout out to that for, letting people know that, you know, anybody can do this.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can do this. Shout out to you, man.
Shout out to y'all. So. If you enjoyed the show, definitely go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Go ahead and tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Shout out to my niece who turned one.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, buddy.
Boy, she's trying to walk and talk now.
Got a one-year-old.
Good God Almighty.
Here we go.
Go ahead and tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. That's what we got today. You know what? Tell your bears. Tell your lions. Tell your pandas. Tell your tigers. Tell
your leopards.
There you go. Tell your leopards. Tell your cheetahs. Tell your lynx. Tell your jaguars. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
It was a Saturday night. We was on our way to the studio. The cops pulled us over on the road. You know the usual metaphor on the front. My nigga Zay got the blunt.
Yo, pass me the evidence so I can throw it in a trunk. Cause if we get out of this one, it's just gonna be a luck. You know the knocks don't give a fuck. They just looking for someone to bust.
I smell the bacon as they walking up. I wasn't nervous much. Two walked up on each side. We all looked at him like, what's up?
So now we stuck. 4-5 niggas up in the mothership. He told metaphor to give up his Elgin registration quick. So then the lady picks it. Yeah, we just got a call. Seeing some gangbangers. Speeding down La Brea Boulevard.
Man, they wanna reach their quota, pulling us over. Cause they smell the weed aroma. Hoping they don't find a 40 or it's over.
Shit, we should.
should have known it. We five young minorities. Make us hop out the car, gun drawn, abusing his authority.
This is for my niggas on the block. Middle fingers everywhere, fuck the cop. This is for my people that got killed over a stop. For the ones who had their hands in the air, still got shot. Damn, this is for my niggas on the block. Middle fingers everywhere, fuck the cop. This is for my people that got killed over a stop. For the ones who had their hands in the air, still got shot.
Yo, the cops is making a killing off killing my own people. And the crazy thing, my black ass could be the fucking sequel. But I keep calm, no reason for the cops to stress on. Hoodie on like Trayvon, keep a rhyme book in my arm. You see the police and gangs, it's the same old thing. They both killing over colors, and yet shit has to change. Keeping the black away from the rich is what they protect anyway. It's cute when it's a kill Sam, I've been American cat.
It's funny how it takes an army of y'all to handle a minor situation. Stepping all in my spot without no invitation. Question my affiliation.
Where you from? Where you stepping?
Motherfucker, I'm on the way to my session. Nah, I do not have a weapon. I don't gangbang either. So what's the reason for the interruption? I know my rights, but if I speak them, they gon' get the cuffin'. It's nothing, just an ordinary routine. He shot the kid cause he was nervous, left him down the scene.
Yo, all this shit on the news got me confused. I thought y'all job was protect and serve, but do the opposite, neglecting their own word. So it's fuck the police till we get what we deserve. No justice, I guess, and it's on tape now. It's a cold world, the cops crooked like J. Cole smile. We need change like a payphone now. Losing lives over colors, I be damn, I've lose nothing, yo. This one time for my brother.
This is for my niggas on the block. Middle fingers everywhere, fuck the cop. This is for my people that got killed over a stop. For the ones who had their hands in the air, still got shot. Damn, this is for my niggas on the block. Middle fingers everywhere, fuck the cop. This is for my people that got killed over a stop. For the ones who had their hands in the air, still got shot.
Just some black males, black male, and cops want us to act well when they killing my niggas, doing more numbers than rap sales. Yeah, that's bodies by the way, they catching bodies by the day. Where I'm from, ain't nobody safe. Somebody probably died today, no time to wait. As you gon' stand there or stand up, or be another innocent victim shot with his hands up. You think about it, don't talk about it, my nigga, you be about it. Racism, we around it, it's gon' stay if we allow it, and that's real.